We are live.
Yep.
BOE back in session. We're going to start with BOE 351, see if we can get a hold of them.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5-1-3.
Did anyone get a hold of them yesterday?
4-1-2-1-3. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We tried about 3 or 4 times yesterday afternoon when you were scheduled. We're trying again this morning. I'll try you again later this morning. Thank you. Okay, JCI. But I was going to say, I think on the JCIs, we just ruled on the discrimination. We had already given them.
I don't know. I was asking them to bring it up.
It was tabled for
discrimination. I thought it was. Just for the discrimination, though.
Right, but we already ruled on giving them one of them. Kevin David Akers, Taney County BOE. Is this on JCI, I believe?
It is.
Okay. I apologize. I think yesterday, I'm not sure what you were needing, but JCI, we knew that you've got two of them, you and your wife, I believe, and we did already grant a classification change on one of the properties.
Right.
The only thing we ruled on yesterday for all of these properties, because they were all the same ones, was the discrimination claim.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't know, knowing that we did in fact already give you that break on the one. Is there something that you still wanted to be heard on?
I do. The small house, which is the one that we filed the discrimination on.
Okay, you just filed it on one of the two?
Right, It's a smaller house. It's the address is 242 is the big house.
Okay.
237 is lot 79.
Okay.
Is the small house.
That's
now, my son-in-law, you talked to him yesterday, and he has the other 9 of those houses that are somewhat similar. In fact, they're all built off the same floor plannings.
He did a good job. He did a good job of laying out everything. He really did.
Yeah, I tried to watch it, and I got to see about 3 or 4 minutes of the thing, and then all of a sudden your transmission just quit. So I don't know if you got a bandwidth problem there or what, but anyway, so I couldn't see the whole thing.
Okay.
I don't know how things and I. Barely had a chance. He was in St. Louis all day yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to regroup with him.
All right.
But Chris and I discussed, he got together with the appraiser, and I lean on Chris a lot. My wife has a disability and takes nearly 99.9% of my time to take care of her. She was with me the other day when we were down there. So anyway, but we discussed before he met with you about things that he found out about these properties from Dan with Beacon or whatever. I don't know if he's with Beacon or with the appraiser's office for sure. But
I think it's with the appraiser's office.
Okay. But there are definitely some things that are not correct about what's been said about these properties. One is we own the lots. We don't know what time there is, but we own the lots. We pay condominium association dues to have use for the common areas. You know, these lots are all sold to us. They're not owned by the condominium association. You know, there's no bank in the world would loan us money to build homes down there if we didn't own the ground that they sit on. It's much like a railroad right of way. Back 100 years ago, the railroad used to give you a 100-year lease for $1 to build a grain elevator. We don't have any lease on the property. We own the property. So I've heard of, I did hear the appraiser say, we don't own the lot. We do own the lot. Okay? Those lots are about 40% smaller than the lots in the development. So to take and say that the value of these lots is uniform, those lots were sold. The sales price on those lots were anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000, depending on where they're at. So for her to sit there and say that these lots are all the same, but that the land value is the same, is very incorrect. Okay? Any buyer would not pay the same amount of money for the lot that that house sits on as the house that sits right across the street from it that I own. And the lot price was half what that the house across the street from it is. Because of the view, because of the way it sits. Now, without going inside the house, any appraiser can walk through there, and if you grade the exterior of that house the same as my house that's right across the street from it, which, according to Dan and Beacon, is rated a C+, I think. You know, the exterior finishing on that house would probably be a D, maybe a D- compared to the one right across the street. And any other house outside of those 10 houses that sit in that row. The only thing we can have is a concrete slab porch in front of the house. The only thing we can have behind the house is a concrete slab patio that faces right into a concrete wall. Not much of a view. But we knew those limitations when we bought them and when we built them. But they're certainly not the quality of house of anything across the street from it or anything else in that development. So we are being sort of discriminated against because you're saying that that house is the same quality as any other property in that division, and that's just absolutely not correct. From the value of the property it sits on to the way the house is built with the restrictions the roof line had to have, there's nothing about that property that's of a comparable value to everything else in that subdivision. So, you know, you are kind of falsely elevating the value of those houses dramatically. Like I say, the land value is 40% less than any of the other lot value in those places. And, I mean, I've worked around county government. You have access to sales information if you want it. If you would do your due diligence, you'll find that to be the case. And just driving by those houses, and I heard comments from some other testimony yesterday about, well, we use this neighborhood and that neighborhood that are comparable. We tried to enter into the record a comparable that's right across the road, less than 2 miles away at Trophy Run. That's a neighborhood. You look at the exterior finishes of all those homes. If you drive by that lot that they can park an RV on, they can park a car on, there's no building restrictions, you can have a garage, you can have storage, you can do anything you want there. That's not the case over here. And those lots are valued less than a lot that we have all these limits on. And that's a neighborhood, and our houses are in a neighborhood less than 2 miles from that neighborhood. They have lakefront, we have a concrete wall. And so I really think, as a Board of Equalization, you need to make things equal and judge those like properties, similar properties, against properties like them, not properties that are three times the size of them that sit in that development. So now I'll listen.
Sure. Okay. Susan.
Okay, we went over the arguments yesterday, so I'm not going to rehash a whole lot of that.
Trophy Run is a completely different neighborhood. It is not completely developed or even three quarters. So it's not in with, you've chosen not to choose any of the neighborhoods along the shoreline where you're at, which is convenient. Also, the assessor's office tries to make things equal. And when we do a neighborhood like this, we do work with the developers to come up with our values. And that's why, you know, everybody went in at the same land value, so to speak, because the developer wants to close that out. The neighborhood's done. They want the common area off their books and into the HOA. So, you know, they don't want to be paying taxes on that. And so it's divided evenly among all the owners in your neighborhood. I don't know how much more equal we can get to that. And the last thing I want to say is, it was established yesterday that when you bought your property, you knew what you were getting. You understood, or at least the person who owns nine of them, understood how much could be built on there. It couldn't have two stories. You know, you're aware of the retaining walls. This is nothing the assessor has anything to do with. Again, we equalize out the neighborhood. You're paying for common elements in your so-called land value, and it doesn't matter the size because you're using the same common elements as everyone in your neighborhood. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for the taxpayer or any?
I don't have any questions, but I do have a comment.
Comment, go ahead.
So you did ask if we do our due diligence and research, which we do. And I did want to point out that there are properties that are currently on the market in this same section, same street, that would constitute the value that the assessor has put on the property.
In excess?
That this, the value that we're showing is less than what they are, some of the properties on the same row, which are cookie cutter, are listed at on the market. Now, I would say in the future, should those not sell, then maybe there would be cause to say that there might be something different. But currently, right now, the value is there.
Okay, so can I respond?
Sure.
Okay. There are properties. There's three properties listed for sale. There's not been one single offer in the last 6 months on those properties. Not one single offer at the asking price. So you can't set a value, you know, they're on the market, but they are not selling.
I did say once
and
they were closed.
When I bought property down in Taney County, my banker and some of the people that we met with said, we don't ever want to go through what we went through down here in 2008. I could have bought all kinds of things down there for 10 cents on the dollar at what we paid in 2020, in 2008. And the kinds of values that you're pumping into these properties, and I actually heard your appraiser say if you're recording your session, I'm going to have my attorney subpoena some of the tape.
We're over the internet, just so you know.
Yeah, so during one of your hearings yesterday, at about 3:30, when you were talking your own appraiser, discrimination comes in when you're not treating everything equal. She said, well, I haven't gotten to the city of Branson yet. And so we haven't raised any of their values up to what I know to be market. And that's paraphrasing a little bit, but it's almost word for word. She knows that she's not within 70% of what most of the properties in the city of Branson are. Yet you're trying to take us to market value. So that's discrimination. I'm not talking about anything else. Now, I also know taxation very well. Valuation is only half of your tax bill. The other half is driven by the levy. And to make things fair, everybody's valuation has to be equal and on the same basis.